Well, how you doing, eh? You look nice today. Settle down, Sonny Solo Man. Now, I've got a news item here that is basically a sad news item. The link to it will be down below. But it kind of tells a bigger picture, I believe. So here's a femon that flew to Turkey for an operation to get a gastric band put in. But unfortunately, there were complications, and she actually died. The operation cost £2,000, and my condolences to her family. I mean, have people not heard some nightmare stories from Turkey? From just the people that get the turkey teeth? You know, the veneers. Sure, it's cheaper to get it done there, but there's a reason why it's cheaper. In any operation, there's risks. That's why generally you have to sign a piece of paper. And of course, the reason they said why she went to go to get her gastric band fitted is because of peer pressure, which is poppycock, isn't it? Because nowadays, oversized femons are raving about it. The reason why a lot of femons go under the knife to improve their looks or for some other reason is because they don't or can't make the effort to do it themselves. You have to want to lose weight to lose weight. Of course, the trouble is, femons throughout the centuries have been given everything. They haven't had to do too much. It's all been handed to them on a plate. A lot of them don't even know what real hard work is. If they were, say, a man for about a week, then they'd know what hard work is. If you want to go on a diet, you have to actually do it. They don't even want to make an effort in relationships anymore. And they still expect everything to be handed to them on a plate. They are obviously inherently lazy. Oh, I know they virtual signal saying they don't need a man. But that would mean that they'd have to do everything themselves. And they don't, do they? And that freak Katie Price keeps on getting operations done, even though she's bankrupt. But she can't have operations in the UK either, because they refuse to do any more. So she's taking chances going outside the country too. It seems to me when she gets bored or she wants to create another story item, she gets another operation done. She obviously has some mental issues about it. And nearly 85%, if not more, of the femons instigate the divorce. That's because they're too damn lazy to work at it. And why should they? It's always the man's fault anyway. Femons really want to stop moaning and get off their asses and do something, instead of expecting everything to be handed to them on a plate. And they still haven't got it because they're still one-trick ponies. Their looks don't last forever. In fact, they only last a very short time. Maybe working on their personalities would be a good thing. And femons can't understand why men will go with sex bots. Well, they've got more personality than normal human femons at the moment. You know there's a saying, isn't there? Beauty is only skin deep. So what happens when that starts collapsing? I mean, these people generally that are overweight is because they're putting far too much food and calories in their mouths and not doing enough exercise. You know what it's saying? You are what you eat. The reason why all these fat femons are advertising themselves as being great is because, once again, the femons are too damn lazy to get slim. So men are exposed to accept these overweight whales. Sorry. But nature dictates what man fancies. So therefore man will never really accept obese femons. More, and just to say a note, is that femons don't like obese men either, and never have. Well, unless they got loads of billions of dollars. You know, no principles. But apparently that's okay. You see, the double standards, guys? It's time a lot of you men stopped being degraded by femons and just walk away. Your number one priority, guys, is you. Femons have always been kind of just a sideshow. One time I'm going to make a video that's a plus for femons. I just can't think of one at the moment. Take it easy.